Le Carnaval is almost here, with the official launch taking place on Sunday, February 2nd at North Bay's Lee Park between 4 and 6 p.m. The festivities run until next Saturday, February 8th, and there is so much to do. You'll want to visit Les Compagnons des Francs Loisirs' website to take in the full schedule. Les Compagnons des Francs Loisirs have been organizing the festival for decades, and each year, festival goers know that a big part of the festival is indulging in some tasty treats and hearty meals. Mariam Canis, a communications officer with Les Compagnons des Francs Loisirs, was kind enough to give Beta Day a preview of the culinary delights to come. Canis emphasized, "Carnival is not just a celebration of winter. It is also an opportunity to indulge in the rich culinary traditions of French Canada. This year, we are proud to highlight an exciting culinary collaboration and a variety of delicious offerings that showcase our cultural heritage. See, Carnival is coming to shake those winter blues." She noted that this year's featured partnership is with Euroclair French Fusion, a business run by soupmaker extraordinaire, Brenda Soucy. Those soups will be available to purchase at Carnival headquarters at 176 Lakeshore in North Bay. Soucy is preparing three special luncheon soups, Canis detailed. Canis noted those soups will be traditional French-Canadian pea soup with ham, a staple in many families, each with its own unique variation, halal chicken soup, a welcoming dish that ensures inclusivity for newcomers, and vegetarian tomato and rice soup, a gluten-free, plant-based option inspired by a cherished family recipe. Dinner is served will also have meat pies and sugar pies for sale, with the proceeds supporting Les Compagnons' future community initiatives. Maple taffy remains a beloved Carnival tradition, and this year is no exception, Canis reassured. Matthew's Maple Syrup is providing the sweet delicacy, with the Club Richelieu hosting the Taffy on Ice stand during Journey Boreal on February 8th. This treat offers a taste of spring in the heart of winter, Canis said. This year, the festival is celebrating the 5th anniversary of Cooking with Per Gerald. This year, Per Gerald will prepare tergoule, a Belgian rice pudding, for a special tasting event on Monday, February 3rd, at Carnival headquarters. And let's not forget the pancake breakfasts. On February 2nd, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., the Chevaliers de Colum at St. Vincent de Paul Parish Hall is hosting a pancake breakfast, which it has done for almost 60 years. On February 7th, the graduating class of École Secondaire Catholique Algonquin will host another pancake breakfast, a longstanding school fundraiser. École Élémentaire Publique Heritage will also hold its own pancake breakfast on February 7th. Several local businesses will provide catering for Carnival events and artists, including Between the Bun, Burger World, Savoir Faire Catering, Perron's Fresh Mart, and Sonia's Patio. With such a tempting menu, Canis admitted, Carnival 2025 promises to be a feast for the senses. Be sure to indulge in these culinary delights as we celebrate our heritage together. David Briggs is a local journalism initiative reporter who works out of Beta Day, a publication of Village Media. The local journalism initiative is funded by the Government of Canada.